Hi, this is Radio Kate from Audio Boo, and I have just stumbled down the stairs to see who lives in the office below us. They're quite new. They've got a whole lot of lollipops on one side of the office, a fish tank on the other, and some wooden seagulls hanging from the ceiling. So I thought they were quite cool. So myself and our tech guy, John, decided that we would challenge them to a game of table football, since they have a shiny new table football table. Ours is a bit dirty. But also, I wanted to find out what it is they do. So, you, sir, what do you do?
I'm Jerry Nixon, and I can explain the seagulls. We're trying to create a home away from home. We are the student room, and we're based in Brighton, but the sales guys just moved in here next to you guys, and fortunately you let us beat you at table football. My first ever go, which is quite good.
You're just showing off.
I am just showing off, you're right. But I'm on the sales guys here, so that's my job. We are the largest student website in the world, and it's where young people, anyone interested in going to university or a career, comes to the site to get help and advice from their peers before making decisions about where they go and what they do. So it's effectively a bit like TripAdvisor, but for education. So people use it as a sort of research tool, talk to one another, and they talk about absolutely everything on there, whether it's universities.
Have you got star rankings for universities? The rooms are a bit small, but the food's quite nice.
We do, although the students tend to do that themselves. But actually, they also go on there and talk about anything and everything you'd imagine a young person would talk about. So you can only guess some of the comments that would be on there. Health and relationships is a big thing on there, and it's a really important one. And also seeking help with their revision, where they're going to go on holiday, what their favourite pair of trainers are, all that sort of jazz. So, it's an exciting time for us. We're the, this is the sales pitch now, we're the fastest growing online SME in the UK.
And for those of us who don't deal in acronyms?
ASAP, we are the, it's the fastest growing small to medium enterprise in the United Kingdom.
Almost caught you out there. I was just
testing.
United
Kingdom, yeah.
So the content that's on your site, is that all produced by students, or do you produce the content or have experts?
Like any good social media, it's user generated, and it's moderated by students who give up their free time to be on the site. You can go on there any day time during the week, and there'll be at least half a dozen people on there.
How do you bribe them to do that? Is it beer? Is it lollipops?
Nothing. They do it on their own goodwill. Yeah, exactly. They just like to help. That's their social currency, I guess. That's where they feel their, gap in life or whatever.
Well, it's a busy time because lots of people are just about to go off to university.
Exactly.
Exam results coming out today, some more just the other week.
If
people want to get involved, how do they find you?
They can search for us in Google. If you type the word student, you'll find us. If you type lots of different university terms, you'll see us. Go to www.thestudentroom.co.uk and register and get going, because it's very addictive. Once you start looking at the posts and posting yourself, you'll find you're on the site pretty much every day. So, yeah.
You think students need another distraction?
Is
Twitter and Audio Boo and Facebook and all the rest of it enough?
It's a distraction, if there is such a thing.
Yeah. Well, we in our office are generally distracted by table football, and I'm sad to announce that we did lose 6-4 to you guys. So I think it's up to us to... Sorry, 10-6. My goodness, I wouldn't be a good math student, would I? I'm just seeing if you were going to test me on that one. Very good. So I think it's up to us to challenge you to a game. We're just one floor above you, the Audio Boo HQ, so pop in and we will beat you.
Okay, thank you.